Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the book of the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 and 6 through 8. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, present your plea before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the plea of the Lord. Pay attention, O foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a plea against his people, and he enters into trial with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? Or how have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt. From the place of slavery I released you. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow before God Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with myriad streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my crime, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You have been told, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you, only to do the right, and to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God. Good and gracious and loving Father, how gracious is our Lord. How beautiful is our Father. You are faithful to your covenant. You always have, and you will always be faithful, for you can never deny yourself. That even when we are unfaithful, your faithfulness still shines forth in glory. Please, Father, in your faithfulness to this covenant, and our desire to be faithful to you, please, we beg you, open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please give us the wisdom and the love, we beg you, to pray now with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet Father, beloved Father, most faithful Father, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Savior. Beloved brothers and sisters, take for a moment and really contemplate God's faithfulness to you. Imagine if for a moment that by our sins we were placed on trial. Will we be found faithful to God's covenant, to his decree, to his precepts, to his commandments? In this day and age, We think of everything in terms of contracts. We enter into agreements. But in our hearts, we already enter into these contracts and agreements with a way of trying to figure out if things don't go our way, if things don't go the way we want, how can we exit from this agreement? How can we break this contract? We are already unfaithful to something that we haven't entered into. We already have a desire to be excused from it. But God's covenant to us is not a contract that could be broken. A covenant is something that lasts forever, that God has entered into a mutual covenant with us, where God says, I am your God, and you are my people. I am your Father, and you are my children. I am your Creator, and you are my creation. I am the potter, and you are the clay. I am the master, and you are the slave. And even in all that, in God's omnipotence, in the fact that God is almighty and powerful, and he can crush us in all things, that God still shows us his faithfulness in this commandment. How gentle he is, that every time we stray from this covenant, that every time we tear it up as if it was a contract, that every time we break his rules and we break his commandments, God looks to us and says, I still love you. I still forgive you. I still pardon you. I still want to be in this covenant with you. Meaning, God doesn't break the covenant. God remains faithful to it. God doesn't divorce us as so easily we divorce ourselves from contracts and agreements and things that are binding in our life, and we choose to find a way out every time rather than to enter into the covenant, rather than to remain faithful to it, even in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, in trials and tribulations. God still remains faithful to this covenant. God never abandons us. God never gives up on us. He continues to work at it day and night, trying to please us, trying to give us happiness, true happiness, which is what we were created for. But God says in Psalm 50, gather my faithful ones before me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. God is the just judge. And even though God is righteous in his command to annihilate us, to give up on us, to rip up this covenant, and allow us to pursue our own way, God remains faithful to it. God continues to bind up what we continue to destroy and break up. God shows us faithfulness. God bless the Lord. He's so good to us that he's always so faithful to us when we're not. Imagine for a second that God calls us into a trial as we hear the prophet Micah say to us, "For the Lord has a plea against his people, and he enters into trial with Israel." Yeah, we can look at the word trial as being persecuted or a time of difficulty. We're just going through some hard times. That is a trial for us. And the question is, during those moments, during those trials in our life, who do we turn to? Who do we go to? Who do we pray to? Who's there when no one else is there? Who's there when everyone else has given up on us? Who's there even when we are not? That's the just judge. And imagine for a moment that God calls us to trial because we are unfaithful to his covenant. Well, who's going to be your lawyer? Who's going to be your advocate? Who are you going to call in to stand trial against God? Thank God he's so merciful and kind and compassionate that our just judge is also our advocate and the one who's pleading our cause and fighting for us. And so if we enter into this trial, well, God has some questions for us. He wants to know, why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? He says, when you do all these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself, meaning unfaithful, undisciplined, so easily deceived, so easily to go after other gods, other creators, other masters? God is faithful. Even when we commit spiritual adultery by being unfaithful to this covenant. But he calls us to make our plea before him, to stand before him, he says, that we come to him and we make our case as if we had a case to make, as if we had anything to say against God. But listen to the heart of our Heavenly Father, our Creator, our Master, our Teacher, our Advocate, the one who loves us more than we love ourselves. Listen to this plea, his plea. Listen to his heart that is cast open before us, that is transparent, that is vulnerable, that has given itself to us perpetually in this covenant that's meant to last forever. And he says, oh my people, reminds us that we belong to him. We have been purchased at a great price. We have been ransomed. We are God's people. We belong to him. He has espoused us. He has created us and recreated us and forgiven us and cleansed us and pardoned us and forgiven us, not 7 times, but 70 times 70 times 70 times 70. He says, oh my people, what have I done to you? Now, listen to that for a moment. How many times have we accused God of doing something against us. That when we make poor decisions in our lives, that we have taken the wrong route that is not the way, the truth, and the life. How many times have we blamed God for our poor and bad decisions? That we say, "You, Lord, this is your fault. God is punishing me. Lord, this is you doing this to me. Why are you doing this to me, Lord? Why is this happening?" We do that to God all the time when God is the only one advocating for us. God is the only one that's helping us. We can't even help ourselves, and God is still helping us. He says, "Oh, my people, what have I done to you?" Think about that. What have I done to you? Well, what have we done to God? What have we done for him? We take him for granted. We take from God. We receive. And in all that, God asks the question, what have I done to you? What have I done to you? Maybe the question should be, what has God done for you? Think of all the things that, if God didn't exist, what would you have? Would you even exist? And even if God existed and you were here and God took away everything that he has done for you, what would remain? A most profound question to consider. But he asked the question, "Oh, my people, what have I done to you? Or how have I wearied you?" And then he says, "Answer me." We fall silent, don't we, when God calls us out, when God shows his face, when we are face to face in his presence, and he calls us out for what we truly are, poor sinners in need of salvation, sinners who continue to break this covenant, who have entered into a covenant with a way of trying to get out of it. But he says, "Let me tell you what I did for you. For I was the one who brought you out of the land of Egypt. From the place of slavery, I released you." There it is, my brothers and sisters. There it is. That even when we were enemies of God, when we wrecked this covenant because of our disobedience and our sinfulness and our selfishness and everything that we want that opposes God and rejects him, that this Lord came to save us and he pulled us out from the darkness, from the slavery of our sin, from the imprisonment that we have caused on our own because we have given ourselves to the enemy of our souls, the enemy of our minds, the enemy of our heart. And God shows his faithfulness, that God tells us the answer of how we can maintain faithfulness to this covenant. He shows us the way, the truth, and the life when he says, "You have been told what is good." He says, "And what the Lord requires of you." This is what you need in order to receive the rewards of the faithfulness of God, to receive this awesome covenant that lasts forever. This is what the Lord requires of you. only to do the right and to love goodness and to walk humbly with your God. Thank you, Lord, for being so faithful to this covenant, even when we haven't been.